بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، ما بعد. باب ملاطفة اليتيم والبنات وسائر الضعفة والمساكين والمنكسرين والإحسان إليهم والشفقة عليهم والتواضع معهم وخفض الجناح لهم. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، واخفض جناحك للمؤمنين. وقال تعالى: واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا. وقال تعالى: فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر. وقال تعالى: أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدع اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين. صدق الله العظيم. This is a chapter, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it quite a lengthy heading. However, the concept or the idea behind the entire heading is similar. Babu Mulatafatil Yatim. This is the chapter which deals with the kindness, compassion that should be shown to the orphan. Likewise, the female children. Likewise, Sa'ir al-Da'afa, all the weak and the poor and the broken-hearted, deals with the compassion we should show them and with being humble and down-to-earth with them. We find that Islam is a religion of mercy, compassion, ihsan, doing good to others. Particularly, we find Imam Nawawi rahimahullah amongst the group of those who are weak, who are in need of ihsan, of kindness, of compassion, he has singled out first and foremost what we call the yatim. According to Islamic terminology, the one whose father passed away before the child reaches maturity. In other words, before bulugh, the one whose father passed away in Islam, such a child is termed as a yatim, or we translate it in English, the orphan. And we find that the rights of a yatim and orphan are greatly emphasized in Quran and Hadith. On the one hand, because of the trauma that this child has undergone, the fact that the child would be broken-hearted, having lost its either both parents or, according to Islamic terminology, having lost its father. The extent, the severity of the warnings that we find with regards to the rights of the yatim and the orphan. One place in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضِعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. This verse directly addresses the executors or the guardians of the estate of an orphan. And Allah Ta'ala says that let them have that level of consciousness and concern over looking after the wealth of an orphan as if they had left behind their own children. In other words, if you are an executor or a guardian of the wealth of an orphan, treat it as if it is the wealth of your own child. And Allah Ta'ala says, فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak that speech which has appropriate justice in it. So one hand, like I said, many, many places in Quran and Hadith, once and often addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, spend on me of the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, and may Allah ta'ala have mercy on you in this world and in the hereafter. This orphan is saying this to who? To Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah have mercy upon you, something to this effect, may Allah have mercy upon you in this world and in the hereafter. What is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, repeat the dua that you made for me. Repeat the dua that you made for me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling an orphan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, repeat the dua that you made for me. In other words, such is the level of acceptance that this child has underwent this trauma. It is heartbroken. And the one who is heartbroken, like ulama say, أَنَا عِنْدَ الْمُنْكَسِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah is close to those whose hearts have been broken, who have underwent such trauma or difficulty. We find the mafhum of the hadith, if you place your hand out of kindness on the head of an orphan, how many hair underneath that extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the sins. So we find that on the one hand, Imam Nawawi rahimullah has singled out the orphans. Likewise, he has singled out female children, particularly in the context of Saudi Arabia at that time, where they were burying their daughters alive. Allah Ta'ala, in such an environment, elevates the status of the female. We find even up till today, certain so-called advanced countries of the world, the level of murdering the fetus or burying their daughters alive, having this concept or idea that if I get female children, somehow this is a bala or a musibat. Islam has come to eradicate such ideas of jahiliyyah and ignorance. So you'll find also in this chapter, this is dealt with, the virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in females. Likewise, the weak, the poor, those whose hearts have been broken, all these various different types of groups that are in need of compassion and kindness. As we mentioned, Islam is a religion of mercy. Islam is a religion of ihsan. If we identify ourselves with Muslims, as Muslims, then whoever we come into contact with, particularly those who are weak, they should look at us as someone who will make ihsan, someone who will show kindness. If we will not help financially, at least there will be a smiling face, or there will be a gesture of compassion on the face of a Muslim. These are the identifying criteria of a Muslim. So nevertheless, the verses of the Quran, as is the practice of Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, he first, after putting a heading, he mentions a few verses of the Quran, which obviously bring greater clarity on the subject matter which he has given in the heading. The first of these verses, beautifully, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is addressed, through him the rest of the ummah is addressed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Literally translated, what this means, that lower your wings for a believer. This analogy, different types of interpretations ulama-i-kiram have given. One interpretation which is actually quite appealing, we find that a bird will spread out its wings, and it will raise its wings when it is flying, when it is reaching heights, when it is reaching altitudes. So when will the bird lower its wing? When it's bringing itself down to earth. So Allah says, lower your wings for the believers. In other words, adopt humility. Adopt humility when dealing with your fellow Muslim. وَخْفِضْ جَنَاحَكَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The second verse was also mentioned in the previous chapter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. We'll translate it here, and the explanation of this further will come, because the first hadith in this chapter deals with the revelation of this verse. And as I mentioned in the previous chapter also, this particular verse, the revelation of it was dealt with, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala says, O my beloved, restrain yourself with those people who turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yad'una rabbahum, engage in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bil ghadati wal ashiyyi, morning and evening, thereby seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One interesting point which we mentioned previously, why does Allah ta'ala say morning and evening? Allah is referring to people who are worshipping all the time. Allah is referring to people who are worshipping Him all the time. Why particularly morning and evening? One interpretation of this, ulama-i-kiram give, ghadati wal ashi, in other words, those who make their fajr and their asr salah with jamaat. One other interpretation ulama give, fajr and isha salah, morning and evening. Particularly fajr and asr salah. Why? Because these are normally the times of negligence. Fajr salah, we'll notice in any masjid, lowest number of musallis will be at fajr time. Particularly in summer months when fajr is very early. So it requires a higher level of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, asr salah, particularly in the winter months when asr is early, how many people are in their shops, businesses, this is a busy commercial time, many people, if they're making their asr, they will not make their asr with jamaat. Or you'll find instances where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described what we call the salah of a munafiq, the salah of a hypocrite. He said, like a crow pecking at the earth at the time of sunset. Just sajda so quickly, like a crow pecking at the earth, just to get it over with. So because these are times of negligence, this is why these times have been singled out. On the other hand, from a positive aspect, we find the mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah ta'ala says, remember me in the morning, that is after Fajr, and after Asr, I will suffice for you rest of the time. So we find that this is a special time, that is why special mention is made of it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, referring to those who worship Him at all times, but Allah ta'ala says, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِي. They devote themselves in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening, and then, very, very important, what Quran mentions, يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَا. They seek thereby the pleasure of Allah. In other words, ikhlas, sincerity. Two people can be standing together in one spot. Both could be making two rakats nafil salah. One salah could be above the heavens, and one salah could be flung back at the face of that person. What is the difference? The ikhlas and sincerity. The person has that true devotion, that salah will rise up. If a person doesn't have ikhlas and sincerity, that salah will carry no weight. In fact, it will be used against that person. So yuriduna wajha, the importance of ikhlas, the importance of sincerity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is ordered, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Do not divert your gaze from them. In other words, these are the poor, these are the disadvantaged, but they are in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not look towards the rich. Remain in the company of the poor. If you will cause your gaze to be moved away from them towards the rich, what does it mean? تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. You are intending thereby the adornment of this world. The next verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. When it comes to the orphan, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, and thereby, as we mentioned, the rest of the ummah is commanded. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Allah says, when it comes to the orphan, do not be harsh. Do not be severe against the orphan. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلْ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. And do not drive the beggar away. If you don't want to give him something, or you doubt whether he's actually a beggar, or you feel he's going to use the wealth incorrectly, don't become judge and jury. Do not become judge and jury. That is not the akhlaq and character of Islam. And do not insult the person. If you don't want to give him, smile at him. Smile at him. Or give him a dua if you don't want to give any financial. But a Muslim is not one who will drive the beggar away, and not one who will drive the one who is in need away. The next verse of the Quran, in fact the final verse Imam Nawawi mentions at the introduction of this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي يُكَذِّبُ بِالدِّينِ. Will you not see those people who deny, deen refers to the day of judgment, who deny the day of judgment, and because of their kufr, this is very, very important for us to understand. Allah ta'ala is referring to a kafir, and not just a kafir, an open kafir, a blatant kafir, who has denied the day of judgment. What are the results of his disbelief? Quran tells us, فَذَٰلِكَ الَّذِي يَدُعُ الْيَتِيمِ. These are the ones you will find who will drive away the orphan, who will drive away the poor. وَلَا يَحُدُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينِ. And they themselves will not spend on the poor and feed the poor, and they won't encourage their family members, and they won't encourage others to feed the poor. So these, in fact, what is Quran telling us? This is a direct result of kufr. This is a direct result of kufr, to be unjust, to be unfair, to be unkind towards the yatim, to be unkind towards the poor, is a result of kufr. So if despite iman, these qualities are within us, then we should be very worried and concerned. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.